Good morning, my friend. Tom Weibel in your backyard with support from Mosier's Market in Raymond. Continuing our radio tour of communities in our multi-county listening area, we'll check up on Liberty Township in Delaware County, a place that holds a special place in my heart. I'll explain that later. They have welcomed a new administrator, Kevin Vaughn, who's with us by phone from the office. He moved only a few miles, really, from another township. So, good morning. Thanks for joining us, Kevin, and congratulations on your move.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be here.
By the way, do the folks in, is it Berkshire or Berkshire? What do they prefer in that township you move from?
They go by both. A lot of the older residents, older by time of living there, go by Berkshire, mm-hmm. and many of the newer residents call it Berkshire.
So, answer either way. Okay. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about Liberty, of course, in the pronunciation there. How would you describe that move in terms of comparing the two townships? What are you moving from and into?
You know, my role and what I do, it's very similar, being township and township. So those Ohio Revised Code rules and laws, they kind of are the same regardless of where I go. And also being the same county helps a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's not a whole bunch of different, just more employees, a larger budget, and that type of thing. But in general, it's the same functions.
Are they building a lot in Berkshire Township?
Yeah, so that could be one of them. Berkshire Township has a lot of large economic development. There's a lot of large tract ownership, single ownership, so you get a little bit more larger scale economic development projects going on. Mm-hmm. Whereas here in Liberty Township, we've got some large tracts of land, but mostly it's smaller tracts under 100 acre. So you don't have, you know, Berkshire Township, the largest landowner. Some of them own a couple of thousand, but NRI owns about 1,400 acres along Wilson Road. So there was a lot of more master development type things going on there.
The Powell Area Chamber of Commerce, in the publication they put out, has kind things to say. Liberty Township, one of the fastest growing and highest income communities in the state. Liberty Township's been recognized as one of the most pleasant places to call home in Central Ohio. And they do mention about 30,000 or more residents right now. And of course, you have the Columbus Zoo at the western edge of the township, some great parks, and really I can see why they say it's a good place to be. And by the way, they mention a great fire and EMS department, and we will, after we chat a bit with Kevin, introduce the fire chief. There's some exciting things going on in that department. So, Kevin, as you look around, are there any particular projects that you need to mention, or is it just kind of the usual day-to-day right now?
Well, for the last 3 weeks, it's been more trying to get my feet under me and understand all the staff and what their goals and challenges are, and of course the goals and challenges of the Board of Trustees. So just trying to understand all that and where we're at budget-wise, which we're in a very good spot. And, you know, as the Chamber mentioned, it's a great place to live, and we have a lot of great parks, and you had mentioned all that. And I would add on that we do that at a very high quality. You know, the services that the township provides are the top quality, and with the resources that we have. We're really proud of that. Townships are often the least expensive form of government to live in. So we're pretty proud that we can offer the fire and parks and road services that we do under this form of government.
You're in a new township hall, right?
We are. We're in a new township hall, and we are getting ready to break ground on a new road and parks building.
Mm-hmm.
Probably within a month or two, we'll be breaking ground on that.
And the new fire building is coming along. We'll learn more about that from the chief a few minutes from now. Let's see. You're aware of the Olentangy Indian Caverns in Liberty Township. Out on Home Road, there's a church that I like to attend called Liberty, the Liberty Barn Church. That's there. And a place called Greif Brothers. They're a worldwide container corporation. I don't know if folks really realize that's quite a business up there on what's called the Marycrest Farm. And I don't know. See, there's a new library in the vicinity, and Kevin, I was taking a quiet walk in one of the parks just a couple of days ago, Shale Hollow off of 23, and I was enjoying the peace and the relative quiet as I walked a trail, but I could hear in the distance some machinery. Hard at work, and that seems to typify this whole area these days, and I guess we're just going to see that going on for a while, would you say?
Yeah, I think so. Just, you know, Central Ohio's been very fortunate with the opportunities that we have in economic development and jobs and education, and I don't see that slowing down anytime soon. Certainly our housing and construction and commercial development isn't showing any slowing of that. So we've been very fortunate.
So the it's said that the government in a township may be one of the most approachable. You have three elected trustees, and a little easier to just walk up and chat with those folks. Is that the environment that keeps you attracted to township work?
Yeah, I think so. It's a little bit more grassroots than a incorporated municipality, and you know, we get to put our hands on everything, and the trustees are very involved day to day. I know that city councils are too, but not to the extent that I have witnessed and experienced in township form of government.
Mm-hmm. Now, I promise not to push too hard on details. As I said, I think you're still adjusting your desk chair, right, at this time. As they, where were you originally from, by the way, Kevin, so folks might be interested?
Well, I actually was born and raised in Northeast Ohio in Lake County, about 20 minutes east of Cleveland, and then moved down here about, 25 years ago. So most of my adult life has been Central Ohio.
I, and more on the personal side, you shared the other day when we were kind of getting ready for the visit, things that you like to do when you're not in the office. And one of them was sailing, and you're sailing on Alum Creek, I believe.
Yep, my wife and I have a 23-foot Hunter sailboat on Alum Creek. We've been sailing for about 3 years now. This is our third year. You know, we'll see where that goes. Hopefully someday I can head to some bigger waters, but right now we're practicing and learning.
And are you in that really great little harbor with other sailboats?
We are, the Alum Creek Sailing Association. It's a great association, and a lot of very helpful people when you're just starting off on sailing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got great races on Wednesday nights. If you know, you can see this. Oftentimes you can see them beach, and it's pretty to see all the sails up. And
Where would the best observation point for folks be then? Could you see it from, I don't know, the beach area or where?
Yep, the beach, the walkway across the dam. They do a lot of, those are some of the turn points are down on the south end of the lake. So those are great spots for viewing.
Now, you also are a hiker, but you don't just mosey around the local parks. You're in the midst of walking the famous Appalachian Trail.
I am. Yep.
How far along? You do that in sections?
Yeah, I am. I'm section hiking it. Oftentimes, you know, many people do it at one full swoop. That takes about 6 months, 5-6 months. So I don't have that kind of time. So the next thing is section hiking. So I go out and do, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 days in a row, and do anywhere from 100 to 150 miles each time I go out. I'm about halfway through the Appalachian Trail, so I've done about 1,200 miles so far. I started at Springer Mountain in Georgia, and I'm currently in Caledonia, Pennsylvania.
Wow. I presume you camp along the way?
We do. Yep. The Appalachian Trail's got a lot of people don't realize that the Appalachian Trail, it's all a volunteer organization, and many trail associations maintain those trails throughout. But there's like some three-sided lean-tos, shelters that you could stay in, but oftentimes folks just have tents that they carry with them and stay in the tent. Mm-hmm.
And have you had your share of weather surprises along the way?
Yes, very much so. I've actually done the Smoky Mountains four times through and through, and every time is amazing. But woke up with a, you know, foot of snow on top of us and frozen water, and I've done it in July when it's 90 degrees and we run out of water, so... every time is a different and unique challenge.
Have you ever gotten into a sort of rescue operation that you hadn't realized was coming?
No, we did. We ran out of water one time. It was not in the Smoky Mountains. It was just north of the Smoky Mountains. We were going uphill all day, and it was very hot. We ran out of water pretty early on. And it was tough. I mean, it takes a lot out of you. So you have to be very prepared.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing a little of your personal life, Kevin. And again, Kevin Vaughn, who's just taken in on the job for another township, this one, Liberty. And we certainly... wish you well, and we'll try to stay in touch, Kevin, as you move along. And after a quick message coming up here, we will join the fire chief of Liberty Township. So this word from Mosier's Market. So in the backyard here now, we'll make a switch from the new administrator of Liberty Township, Kevin Vaughn, and say hello to the fire chief, formerly James Reardon. He says Jim's okay, and greetings to you, sir. Some interesting things happening with you. Tell me, for you do actually cover Powell. Is it kind of one department serving pretty much everybody there?
Yeah, we service the entire township of Liberty. So essentially from the Franklin County line to the city of Delaware, and then the Scioto River to just west of US 23.
So that means you got to be prepared for possible water rescues and such.
That is one of the things that we address in our training monthly.
Uh-huh. And training is training really an ongoing thing with you?
Yeah, it is. Whether it's mandates from the state, you know, to maintain our EMS certifications or our annual fire training, yeah, we're constantly training. Every day there's some sort of training.
Mm-hmm. How long you been in the job, Jim?
About to complete my 25th year. Christmas Eve, I will have completed 25 years.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, if you drive up Liberty Road, you can't miss the new structure. I think I counted 5 bays, if you will, in that new building. Tell me about that.
So the current building that we're in was designed back in the late 80s, and was the department was still predominantly a volunteer organization at the time. And so there's a lot of things that as our community's grown, our department has grown, we've essentially outgrown this building. For example, there's one bathroom on the first floor. And, you know, when we started as a full-time department in the early 90s, that wasn't so bad. We had 3 guys on duty. But now that we've got a minimum nine guys on duty a day at that station, it gets a little tense at times.
I can imagine. What will be inside of that building besides the trucks?
So in the new station, some of the things that we've accounted for was you'll notice as you drive down Liberty Road, there's a little bit of brick sticking up over the roof from the back of the building, and that's our training tower. So the guys will be able to practice moving patients up and down stairways, some rappelling off of the roof and inside the building. We're able to practice hose movement, moving hose lines through buildings. So then we do have a dedicated training room. For more I'm going to say predominantly EMS training because most of it is lecture and little hands-on stuff. Then to keep up with the times and the diversity of the workforce, you know, we have individual restrooms now versus one big common room. So a lot of changes to keep up with the times.
Do you have enough person power these days?
Yeah, we're most departments around the state are struggling with some recruitment issues right now, and it used to be really hard to get a job as a fireman, and now we seem to struggle to get applicants. But we're sitting pretty good with our staffing. We're a few guys short right now, but we're working on that.
What do you want to say to potential recruits? Talk a little about life as a firefighter.
Well, it's one of the most rewarding jobs that I can that I've ever seen. There's a lot of camaraderie and teamwork in the fire service, and it's very satisfying. That seems to be a word that my teenage kids used to use a lot.
Well, that's good to know. I was going to ask about, in light of the East Palestine situation, which I'm sure everybody's aware of, with a railroad problem over there, do you keep track of what's going on on the railroads and in your township?
Yeah, the rail service has, obviously since that incident, has provided us additional information, but historically, yes, we've had a very good relationship with CSX that runs through our township, and some of our training has increased for rail safety. But that's one of those incidents where it's immediately going to overwhelm the local level responders and jump straight into the state stepping in and helping. So, but yes. We do focus on that, and actually we've got a couple drills scheduled for the throughout the rest of the year.
Okay, you at this point you have enough firefighting equipment.
Yeah, our equipment, we're sitting pretty good with equipment. We've been fortunate enough through the COVID times and some help we got from the federal government and grant money, our equipment right now is in pretty good shape.
Good to know. We'll take a short break here, and then we're going to switch gears, just as we did with Kevin there, on a very big interest of his. This word from Mosier's Market. So, a chance to catch up with things in Liberty Township, and the Fire Chief, Jim Reardon, joining us for a few more minutes. I don't know how many different hobbies you might have, Chief, but one of them is the history of the Liberty Township. And, of course, I shared with you that one of my great-grandfathers, I think the fourth one, was a guy named Nathan Carpenter. And he wound up paddling up the river and settled on where Chapman Road is, and still signs of an old mill and such, which I enjoy a lot. And you apparently, has this been like a lifelong interest of yours, the history stuff?
I think as I get older, it interests me more for some reason. If I think back, I went to Olentangy High School, and so was born and raised here in Liberty Township. But I think as time has gone on, and I've worked here with the guys that were the firemen when I started here 25 years ago, most of them were from this community as well, and their interest in the history of Powell and Liberty Township just kind of ignited the fire inside me to know more about the community and what it was and how we got to where we are today.
Now, I'm not a real detail guy, even though my family, descendants, were involved let's see, back in 1801, May the 1st, I believe, that Nathan and his family arrived. I don't know how they ever figured where their place was. I don't know if you have any ideas on that, but are you, maybe you know more about the family than I do, but add anything you want.
No, I just, one day I was perusing through the internet looking for some historical something about the township, and I came across a electronic copy of the history of Ohio's counties, and then inside that it is each individual township. And so I just started reading it, and like most other things, I went down that rabbit hole, and I just kept reading and reading and getting more clues. It amazes me how the things you don't know as far as like road names, Bennett Parkway, where did that come from? And Hardin Lane, all these roads that are in the township. And even today, some of the new subdivisions are incorporating, these original settlers of the township into those communities. And I think that's the part of it that I think is neat.
Mm-hmm. I actually found a Nathan Carpenter trail I don't know, you call it the natural area, or I think you know where I'm talking about. And I walked that, and that was kind of fun. So,
Yeah, it is neat. It just, every time I learn something about the township or I see a new road go up, the first thing I do is try and dive into where they come up with that name,
Yeah. Have you traced your own family back in the township?
No, I haven't really that much. My family is from just a little bit northwest of here, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, County Cork, Ireland is where my family is from, but in Ohio, that's where they're from. So.
Okay. Of course, Carpenter and many others were veterans of the Revolutionary War, and this is their way of, I guess, being rewarded. And given a good deal on property out in this territory. So it's always fun. And any other gems you may want to share about life back in the old days?
No, I mean, gems, I wouldn't call them gems, but life was a lot different when I was growing up around here. So, the the roads were a lot narrower. Some of them were had a few more curves in them than they do today. And, you know, the Big Bear Farm where Sawmill Parkway starts now down there in, in the south end of the township. And so things are a lot different. And it makes me feel like the old guy, you know, when some of the new firefighters and paramedics come in and I tell them, we used to ride four-wheelers through this guy's field here. And they're like, what field? this used to be a field, not a road.
Right.
You know? So it just makes me feel old, Tom.
Putting out fires a century back or more, that was pretty exciting. You see the pictures of the horse-drawn equipment there. Have you ever looked any further into that?
No, we had a open house here at the township a few years back, and there is a fellow that does have a horse-drawn steamer, and he brought it up for our display and stuff. That was kind of interesting. Our original fire truck was a 1949 Chevy, and when the township got rid of it, they sold it to a farmer here in the township that he was using it because it still worked to clean out his hog stalls and stuff. And then a few years later after that, when he decided he didn't need it anymore, Lieutenant Jim Hallis, the guy that I worked for here, and myself bought that truck and then ended up turning it back over to the Historical Society, who is, I believe, in process of restoring that truck. So,
When people drive up Chapman Road north of where the carpenters settled, and you can still see that remains of that old mill and home. There was actually an occupied home there, which is pretty good. You see a fairly good-sized structure back in the woods, and it says, don't come in here. You know what I mean? Maybe it was, a mill, another mill, you think? Do you know much about it?
On Chapman Road, you mean, or are you talking off of Winter Road?
No, this would be on Chapman, just about a mile north of the Carpenters settlement.
That was a different mill, but yes, it was another mill.
Well,
I'd have to get my book out and look the details up on it, though.
That's okay, but it's a fun thing, and it gives me a good feeling, Jim, as you might imagine, when I move around the area to think back that I actually had some family involved, and that's been very special for me.
That would be neat.
Well, I thank you, and we'll try to stay in touch. And we always like to tell folks like you, if anything's coming up that needs to be publicized, by all means, get a hold of me or the station. We can help spread the word, even if it's some last-minute emergency thing. So that's my public service announcement for now.
Yeah.
And
okay, we'll do that.
And certainly our very best to you. So with that, we'll wrap it, Chief. And again, my best to your new colleague there, Kevin.
Thank you.
Sure thing. And I want to emphasize, folks, we have that podcast of past programs at my967.net. And join us next week. And I thank Chris Johnston, Trish Landsberger, my son Bill Weeble, and of course our good sponsors, Mosier's Market. So, I'm Tom Weeble, now departing your backyard.